Okay, let's rock and roll here. Community Development, Licensing Board.
That would be me, Mr. Chairman, on behalf of Dean, who is preparing opening remarks to be made in about 45 minutes at a brand new business called Nature's Way in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Community Development recommends continuation of item H wide open.
Okay.
Okay, if you want to go. Okay, and also recommends approval of items A through G, which are Fleetwood Gold Cow Yard Inc., Pacific, I'm thinking National Handling Solutions.
Material Handling?
Material Handling Solutions, thank you. Alphonse Parr, Mario Flores Gonzalez, a home business in the Highlands, Solar Systems Meth LLC, Safety Clean Systems, PosD Corp LC as a consultant, and items A through G to be approved.
Okay. Let's take a motion to continue wide open.
Okay, Mr. Chairman. Move to continue item H wide open.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. And then a motion to approve A through G.
On that, Mr. Chairman, move for approval.
Okay.
Of A through G.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Public comment. Public comment. Come on up.
Juanita.
It's good to see you, Juanita.
Juanita, Juanita.
For the record, Juanita Cox. I do live in the River District above McCarran Ranch, and we've had a number of pretty much calls by me, but other neighbors of shooting in the area. That is or should be a congested area, and I would be, it would be wonderful if you have some signs there. This shooting is very problematic in that area because there's a hiking trail right by the river. And if someone's shooting whatever, they could easily hit somebody walking on the trail. Not only that, as I've had windows blown out, glass tables, furniture blown apart by gun shooting in the past. I love guns, for the record, but in that area it's ridiculous. So we really need to have some signs that say congested area. Not that these people can read, because there's about 28 to 30 signs that already state no hunting, no whatever, no trespassing, yet they still come. In that as well, I think that any kind of land division that we could get back into the county in that area would help the problems that we have. When I call 911, the dispatcher says, which county? I said, well, I live in Story, but it's hard to tell when someone's shooting what county they're in. So any help that we might have to get the other properties, and I know that, anyway, I am for getting that other property at the McCarran Ranch, so it's all one. When I call the sheriff, it's going to be our sheriff, and that they'll have jurisdiction. So thank you very much. I appreciate the discussion.
Shoot back, that generally gets some attention.
Well, we've made the county, hopefully, if it's the people pay the fine, $600, so we're trying to help the economy a little bit up there when our sheriff catches these violations.
Just an FYI, Washoe County's rules honor, there's 5,000 feet from structures, inhabited structures, and ours is 1,000 feet. So if anybody's inside that, then
so I get to shoot back.
Another quick comment, Juanita, is I believe, and this will require some further research, that Nature Conservancy
has a significant amount of property along the river. And so that they control a lot of the riverbank back into the properties. However, the river corridor is considered public land. And so hunting is not prohibited on the river. And so ducks and geese and a lot of those things, and actually I believe the Nature Conservancy issues permits for folks to either hunt and or fish on the river. So that's yet another agency and another strata, if you will, of approval requirements. So you have Washoe County, Story County, and nature and the public lands along the river.
Yeah. Well, and then we learned at a prior meeting, well, regarding trapping, but also hunting in and around the Highlands. You also have the Nevada Division of Wildlife weighing in on whether or not state statutes supersede, or whether or not county ordinances can supersede state statutes that they're tasked to enforce. So that gives you yet one more agency in that suit mix. So.
Understandable, but I would assume people's lives will come first. Nature's Conservancy is not happy with the hunting and the shooting towards their trail walkers.
All right. Who else? Let's get some hands up. Public comments. Mark, let's bring you up.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Mark Joseph Phillips, Story County resident. Item number 16, public comment. My first concern is that I will give correspondence to the Story County clerk and Attorney Mannix. I would like them to sponsor an agenda item at the next meeting, up and down vote by the commissioners on a resolution to put five commissioners on the ballot next year. The commissioners could do that by resolution, and if not, the political action committee will need to be formed to, but an up or down vote by the commissioners would be good to get this this launch for the election year next year. Public restrooms, Commissioner Schovangen has been charged by the VCTC to address the public restroom at the north end of town. It's been closed for weeks now, you know, during good weather. Yeah, public restroom. People looking for a place to go. Lights are on. Nobody's home there. I'd like to have the restroom open for the rest of the season. And last but not least, I need to say how much I really appreciate the motion in the second, Commissioner McBride and Commissioner Gilman on the audit. The conditions were a real step in the right direction. And it's the kind of thing the commissioners can do to acknowledge the concerns of the public, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Who else? Dale.
Dale Beach, Mark Twain. 22 years. I assume that I'm not going to get to talk on my correspondence that I wanted on the agenda. And I feel I'm being singled out. Nicole was allowed to have an item on there of her choice, and I was denied. So I'm going to take that to the highest authority. I'll start with the state, and I'll go to the feds. You're picking on me for several reasons. Okay, let's talk about my request. One of them was for propane. I got an unrequested letter from Austin Osborne with a lot of documents about propane. And last year I heard a rumor that they had cut a deal with a supplier of propane to give the employees of the county a break. And so I said, hey, me too. And they went this year, and instead of the 50 cents for the employee, now they've got residence rate is 75 cents. So that's the key number. That's 50% more than the employees pay. So I wanted to bring this to you guys and get you to work with me to get me and the employees the same, me and we the people. But I got no cooperation. So I'm going to now take the county manager, the comptroller, and the Public Works Director, the three that were there when the bids were taken in and awarded, and I'm going to go to the Ethics Commission, because it's unethical. You people are public servants. You're supposed to be doing everything for the people, not a little select group of people that work for you or work with you or yourself. I think the term is self-enrichment. So whenever three people sit down and make a deal and put it out and get ballots to get people to come in and give them bids, then they're cutting a deal for yourself and leaving me and all the people out of the plan. And I wanted to get together with you people. Marshall was down, and I brought it to his attention. Well, all three of you commissioners know you come down and met with me and Janet. And I was very happy to see you, but I didn't get any feedback from anybody. So I've got to do what I got to do. You know, and I just feel that Dale Beach don't say what you want him to say, so Nicole is more polite and pleasant, so she can have something on the agenda, but I can't. That's one issue of discrimination. And the other discrimination, you're discriminating against me in favor of your employees and yourself. I mean, I'm sure all you people that live in Virginia City is sucking off that propane. And then the next thing is separation of church and state. Okay, the county is the county, and the church
time
is on the propane, the same as them.
Time. Thank you, Nicole.
Nicole Bard, Highlands resident. First, Dale, thank you so much. I've never been referred to as polite and pleasant. Thank you. If my mother could only hear. But what I'd like to say is the following, Dale, or commissioners. I think, Bill, you know this, but the Highlands also gets a rate from the propane company.
Correct.
And that is as a result of that community getting together as a community and having buying power as such for the Highlands. And I would suggest that perhaps what you might offer the other communities is a process, a way that they too can coordinate with each other as a bargaining unit in order to get those rates. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, with the Highlands, it's pretty, you know, we're pretty contained, and so we could go in there. We have the two boards, and it's more organized. Perhaps in the smaller communities where they don't have an official board, you might offer to help them figure out how to do that bargaining with the propane companies. Because I don't see that what you're doing is special, you know, for Virginia City. We're trying to get the city the same rate that we in the Highlands, or a rate, as we in the Highlands were getting for our propane. So think about maybe helping the other communities do the same.
Okay, thanks.
I want to respond to what Nicole just said. I do read the blog in the Highlands, and you guys have negotiated a very good deal out there. You get a better deal with Bi-State Propane than the residents of Virginia City or the rest of the county get with Feral Gas. Mm-hmm. So it is the art of negotiation. And so it's everybody to do the best they can with the best contract.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Chris.
And while Chris comes up, for the record, my propane vendor is Bi-State, not Feral Gas, because I could get a better price than whatever the employee price may not be.
Mr. Chairman, Chris Thompson. I'd like to follow up on Mr. Beach and his comments. Mr. Chairman, I think it's unfortunate when you compare the comments of Ms. Barr, the last speaker, and how helpful and constructive those are, offering specific suggestions, with the comments of Mr. Beach coming up here, throwing a couple smear bombs, doing some drive-by insults of the men behind this desk up here, who devote their daily lives and put up with this kind of insult from the podium on self-enrichment, on smearing of claiming embezzlement of public funds or public services. And Mr. Chairman, I would hope that the public would ask these folks from this Mr. Beach's faction in this county How about someday doing something that builds something in this county, increases tourism, brings businesses here, creates jobs, hosting a charity function or contributing to charity, doing something to build this county and not putting a stain on our reputation by coming up here throwing smear bombs? Mr. Chairman, I'd ask that this faction in this town just consider this just for a minute. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Janet. Yeah, we have our few here, Chris, that are going to become want to be a part of the problem and not part of the solution, so we just accept it.
$2 a year if you want to claim.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam General House. I do not mind compliment the good work of the county's management staff if they have done properly and a good result. I'm not against of tourism at all, but the tourism itself is depending on how the expenses, how they spend the money according to the regulations and whether it's a benefit, so that you have to do a cost-benefit analysis before you just simply spend. Yes, it's good to expand, to get tourism coming, tourists to come in here. And I also understand, even though I'm not here, last month, somebody has mentioned about the community services that have been done properly. I would invite that individual to come to my committee, Mark Twain, because there are so many things that has not been done. The roads is bad. Park water pipe, there's no water at all. So I would just invite that person, that individual who liked to see my committee, how bad it is. Because I have not seen any improvement at all, except that we got the Mark Twain Community Centers, and now the Mark Twain Community Centers is only allocated to a specific people can use, or but certain people cannot use. I applied, I cannot use, because they rejected me. And my activities was created because that board does not accept, has not created any much to the benefit of the communities. That is why I just invite all the residents to come to the meetings, and then we make a suggestion on the activities. So the facilities was not, I was rejected on that, not to use it. When they want to clarify with me, they did not make an appointment, but they used my group meetings, which I think is not professional at all. On the audited accounts, yes, audit work is a lot. It's how you schedule it on that basis. I would say, if the audit report come out good, with no minimum mistakes, and presented a lot of clarifications, informations to the public, that is a good job. But apparently there are so many mistakes I found out. I only do it halfway, I haven't finished it. How can I compliment the staff is doing a good job, or the auditors is doing a good job? I cannot do that. I do not mind if they do a good job. I will definitely put as a compliment on that basis. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Let's see. Board comment. Before we get into the correspondence.
The only comment I have is I would like to see the denial for Ms. Houts on the denial of the community center Mark Twain for her not to be able to use that. I'd like you to produce that in writing to the county manager so we can look at that. Okay.
Okay.
One other comment that I would make is Ms. Houts was invited to join the board or become involved in community services and volunteer services, and the response that I got back in writing is that as long as we were to pay her the generous salaries and benefits that we give others, she would be willing to work in the Mark Twain area, but only on a payroll. And my suggestion is that there are a lot of generous people in Mark Twain who are donating their time as volunteers and are on a positive basis looking to reward and work within their community. And I believe those are the kind of community service folks that we're looking for. So she was offered the opportunity to be a part of. She only chose to do so if paid.
Okay.
I know I'm not a lawyer.
Okay, let's get into, whoa, sit down. Be quiet. Okay, let's get into item number 18 then. We'll take item A first, agenda request from Dale Beach.
These are basically placed before you for informational purposes.
Yeah.
They're, in essence, if they're approved, they appear within the agenda. If they are not approved, it's been requested of me, and I totally agree with that, is you're aware, and of course the public's aware of the nature of the request. I do want to add on both A and B and any others that have ever appeared, individuals who have been not denied under our policies because either the items have been addressed prior to that, either as an agenda item or not, or do not, in my opinion, merit placement on the agenda under the policy, or not appropriate for placement, such as potentially VCTC items that are, you know, subject to the governance of the VCTC, not the county. Those items that may be denied under that part of the policy, they still have recourse to A, either request a single commissioner to place that item on the agenda, or B, the right to discuss it during public comment.
I read both of the requests, and neither one of them had sufficient information to bring them forward for anything, because there was nothing on there that requested any kind of an action or anything. So that's why they were denied, and I fully concur with the county manager in taking those off. So. All right, we're done. Let's get out of here. We've got to